Good morning, boys and girls. How are you?
Good.
Are you good? Are you having a good Sabbath? Yeah? Okay, great. I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy named Jonah. I know a lot of stories about him. And that's him up on the slide right there. He was about 2.5 years old, looking pretty good on his way to church. But this story happened, and it went like this. One late spring day, it was really warm outside. It's unusually hot in Southern California. And I had gotten a notice in the mail that said that the Goodwill truck was going to be coming that day. And if I had anything close to donate, they would surely appreciate that. So I told Jonah, I said, Jonah, you need to come downstairs and sit in the living room and play with your Thomas the Train. And I'll put Sesame Street on, and you can just listen to Bert Ernie, and you can sing ABCs with them all for about an hour. I thought I have one good hour to get these clothes out of the closet and put away and get ready for the Goodwill truck. So he said, okay, Mommy, I can do that. So I was upstairs, and I was making good headway, taking those clothes out of the closet and putting them in a pile. When he came up to me and he said, Mommy, Mommy, I have a birdie friend. And I said, oh, that's nice, don't I? Okay, go ahead, that's okay. He goes, no, Mommy, I really do have a birdie friend. It fell out of the heavens and it came straight down to me and it's my pet. And I thought to myself, we don't have a bird pet. And I quickly thought, I wonder if that's the cat that has just brought a bird to us and my toddler's playing with that bird. But I went down the stairs, and it was just as he said. He was sitting there. Go ahead. And he was sitting there cross-legged, and it was a baby bird, and he was playing with it. He goes, Mommy, it's my birdie friend. I said, well, how did that happen, Jonah? Tell me that again. He said, well, I was outside and the heavens opened up and the bird fell right down and I got it to wake up. I went like this to his chin and I patted it on the head like that and he woke up. And while he was telling me that story, who do you think was on the fence looking at us? A what? Mama bird, that's right. And you know what she was doing? She was flapping her wings hard like this, and she was going just like that. And I said, oh, my. And he said, Mommy, he goes, the birdie's my friend. And I go, but the mommy's bird is really stressed out. She thinks that you're going to hurt that bird. He goes, no, Mommy, I'm not going to hurt it. And I go, well, I just let him play with it for a little while. And I ran in and got my camera and took a few pictures. And I thought, I might need that to remember in a couple of years. So he was playing with it, and after a while, I said, Jonah, we better go back inside the house. The mother bird is so stressed out. She's annoyed and agitated. And the more we were out there, the more she flapped her wings, and the more she went ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch like that. So he said, okay. I said, let's go inside. So as we went to go inside, that little bird just followed him right to the door. And I said, Jonah, just go inside and I'll stay here with the bird. So he ran inside and I went after. And I said, you just have to watch that bird from inside. He goes, okay, Mommy, I will. So as he got watching the bird, I made him a little lunch. And then I thought he was interested in his trains again. And I thought, I'll go upstairs and finish my packing for the donation. So I no sooner got up there when Jonah came back down and he says, Mommy, Mommy, my birdie friend, he was thirsty, so I gave it a drink. I said, Jonah, what did you give it a drink with? He goes, the hose. I said, the hose. Jonah, you didn't give him a drink. You gave him a flood. And he goes, oh, Mommy, we can dry him off. We'll just put the hair dry in and blow him off. I said, no, we will not do that, Jonah. We will not do that. And when we came back and looked at the bird was like this. Let me get my little bird. He was on his back with his feet and legs straight up. And I thought, oh, heavens, that poor bird will never fly again. And while he was laying like that, the mama bird was just so upset now. She was just really irritated. And I told Jonah, we're going to just have to wait till Dad gets home. He'll know exactly what to do. And so we left for a little while and went to the park. And when we came back, Dad was there. And he goes, what happened to this bird? And I said, that bird hit the window, knocked himself out, and Jonah rubbed it up and patted him down, and he's drowned and was almost blown off. That bird will never fly again, and he certainly has lost his chirp. And Dad came and got a box, and he put some little cotton down, put that bird in. And Jonah says, now I can stay and watch out, Mommy. I'll watch him. And I go, no, you are not. That bird is in the hospital and no visitors allowed. And I go, and you're watching from the waiting room. So we put him inside and he watched. And we ate dinner, did the dishes. And what do you do after dinner, you kids that are in school? Your homework. Good. We did the homework. And as we were watching the bird, we saw the mother was coming down and she was flapping her wings and talking to it, and pretty soon the birds start moving around, and then pretty soon it would flap its wings, and by nighttime that bird was learning how to fly and just took off and left. And the best part about this story is that that mother bird reminds me of Jesus, because Jesus is always with us. He never leaves us. And even when that little baby bird was in trouble, that mama never left that baby bird at all. It was just sitting there trying to encourage him how to fly right. And that's what Jesus does for us. When we're bad, he's trying to encourage us how to be good. And when we're happy, he's right there beside us. When we make mistakes, he's right there saying for us, come on, do it the right way, I'll help you. Is it good we have a friend like Jesus? You bet. It says in the Gospel book of Matthew, in the very last sentence, it's one of my favorite verses. It says, lo, I'll be with you always. And my version says, again, I'll be with you always, even till the end of the world. Is that good that we have a friend named Jesus, that he will be with us till the very end? All right. Thank you for being so quiet. You can get your little baskets and go back. Thank you.